Hi, this is a dictation for Taylor Nelson. T like Tom, A-Y-L-E-R-N-E-L-S-O-N. Taylor Nelson. Date of birth is 3-2-1995. The date of accident is 4-25-2025. Chief complaints, date of service is 7-22-2025 as a new patient. Chief complaint is severe pain in the neck and the lower back and upper back to the tune of 7, 8, and 9. Pain in the right shoulder, 7. Numbness and tingling of first, second, and third and fourth finger of the right hand. Shooting pain to the right front of the thigh. And pain in the right foot. Or numbness, tingling of the right first, second, and third toe. Off and on. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 4-25-2025. The details of the accidents are as follows. At 8:15 a.m. on 4-25-2025, patient was traveling as a restrained driver in a Ford Edge. No other person was traveling with her. She was traveling on southbound Southfield Freeway near Joy Road. And she was in the left lane when the traffic stopped complete. She was on a zero speed. She was rear-ended by a car at more than 55 miles an hour. And then she hit the car in front. No one died in this accident. She was hit by a BMW truck. The speed of the other car is unknown, but probably is more than 55 miles. And he was not looking at the traffic in front. The impact caused airbags not deployed. She was wearing a seatbelt. It was not a hit-and-run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage to the car was more to the front bumper and rear bumper, but the windshield, front and back, were completely not broken. The windows, glasses were not broken. Hood was also okay. In the front, the pictures of the car damage is not submitted, so we do not have the details of the car accident damage. Regarding the injury, patient report that she blacked out for a few minutes, but her head hit into the headrest. There was a nausea at the time of motor vehicle accident. 2 days later, she had 2 vomitings. There was no bleeding, no fractures or laceration complaint, no. In the chest, a patient had some pain from seat belt in the middle of the chest at the sternum area, but there was no pain in the pelvic and abdomen area. She started having pain in the right shoulder, but there was no direct trauma. No other history is available. The patient reports that she did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident. She was not having major pain. She decided to go to the urgent care, Henry Ford Hospital, same day. She drove herself, and then she saw her primary care physician 2 days later. She has made 2 visits there, who ordered a CT scan, and so far she has never had any physical therapy or any chiropractic treatment. No other treatments are reported. One massage has been done, and tense unit has been done. History of presenting illness. Patient report that she has no headaches and there are no history of dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, and disoriented and blurred vision on the left eye. She reports that there is no history of vertigo, no history of any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, no history of any loss of memory, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no history of any incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea, vomiting. There are no spots in the vision, no loss of vision, and no taste problem or smell problem. No taste problem, no smell problem, no problem in the TMJ. Additionally, patient reports no sudden anesthesia. She has no weakness or lightheadedness. She denies any tingling or numbness. Numbness is present in the right hand and right foot toe. There is a fatigue, but no difficulty walking, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no anxiety, depression, panic, and no sleep disturbance. Sorry, there is anxiety, depression, and panic, and there is a sleep disturbance. She can walk up to half a block. She can sit, which is painful, and can stand 10 minutes and sleep for 4 to 5 hours. She does have bad dreams. Regarding the pain, patient is having a constant pain in the area of the neck, which is 8. Upper back is 7. Lower back is 9. No radiation is reported. Pain in the right shoulder is 7. 160 degrees of abduction she can do on active motion. After that, there is slight pain, but nothing major. Right, she reports of a numbness and tingling of the first 4 fingers and first 3 toes off and on, and some shooting pain in the right front thigh, which has been reported. She also reports of a positive CT scan with a bulging disc in some areas. She do not have the reports with her. Please use the records for the character of the pain, the intensity, modified factors, the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal and personal history, as well as the ADL and the diagnosis. Physical examination, blood pressure is 140 over 117, pulse 59, pulse ox is 100, temperature 96.7, height is 5'8". Weight is 227. 30-year-old African-American female, average build, obese, and no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, and patient is well, cooperative, sitting comfortably, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed, no overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any limping, no antalgic gait is noticed. Not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination. The musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Fine tenderness, none is noticed, except a mild tenderness in the area of T567. And L5S1. SI joints are not painful or tender. The paravertebral muscles is not in spasm, no hypertonicity. Range of the cervical spine is completely normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. The Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. Toto Hall test, negative. Destruction test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Bilaterally, CLR is positive. Bregard is negative. Kemp test is negative. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joints. SI joints are mostly non-tender. And Faber test and Gunsler test are found positive only in the area of the right side. Extremities examination. Sorry, in the SI joint, please mention standing flexion test, ilia compression, and distraction tests are negative. Regarding the extremities, only the right shoulder and right hand is examined. And in the right shoulder, the patient has a normally appearing in, shoulder on the right side. On palpation, there is no tenderness or any swelling contusion. And range of motions are normal. After 160 degrees of abduction, patient reported slight pain in the right shoulder. Other than that, it was normal. Motor strength is normal at 5x5. Reflexes are normal. And special tests were conducted, the Hawkins-Kennedy test, the near test, speed test, anterior posterior apprehension test are all negative. Regarding the elbow and hand, they were examined and were found to be completely normal. The hand has a normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal circulation. There is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fractures, or any contusion. Tinel sign and phalen sign was found positive on the right side, denoting to a carpotunnel compression. Diagnosis is from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient was provided naproxen 500 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 milligram at night to fall asleep and also muscle relaxation. She was also provided Ultramp 50 milligram twice a day, 60 tablet for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, and Lyrica was provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Medigesic is provided for headache relief. Lidoprim ointment is for topical pain relief. They were provided DMEs. Patient was provided with back brace and tension units. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. And the home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and the past medical records from the hospital are being obtained. We have sent a record release. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigations being ordered. Hospital records are being obtained. DME is already discussed. She has been provided with a back brace and a TENS unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Physical therapy was ordered for Tyler Nelson to focus the lower back and possibly both the SI joints 2 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, and she's allowed to work on a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds. Case management has been ordered at her request. Thank you very much.